This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, all you fur fans and everyone that has a dog, cat, or anything with fur on it. How about that? This is Michelle Fern, host of Best Bets for Pets on Pet Life Radio. And we have, well, here's a little hint. It's all about the mutts. But even if you're a purebred, you know, lover, you're going to love this. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with a great show.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to introduce Chris Wilson. He is the Executive Vice President of Product Development and Marketing for PetMate. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much, Michelle. It's good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And we talked a little bit. I gave a little teaser about my show. We're going to talk about mutts. Now, PetMate is you're manufacturing the products for Mutt Nation, which is part of a collaboration with Miranda Lambert and ties in with her Mutt Nation Foundation. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have partnered with Miranda Lambert to create a line of dog products, toys, bedding, collars and leashes, some feeding and watering products, and a portion of the proceeds go to fund her Mutt Nation Foundation for supportive rescue dogs.
I love mutts. All of my rescues have been mutts. Border Collie mutt, flat hair retriever mutt, they're my faves, but any mutt, I love them. So what makes PetMate join with Miranda Lambert and support her foundation? How did that come together?
Well, PetMate is one of the larger suppliers of pet products in the market. We are based here in Arlington, Texas, and we have a 1 million square foot factory and distribution center in Arlington where we make most of the products that we do right here in the United States. And Miranda Lambert approached us, being from Texas herself, and inquired if we would be interested in partnering with her to create a line of products to support her foundation. We got excited and we started to work, and now the product is live and real, and it's just really exciting.
And here at the Pet Life Radio Best Bets for Pets studio, we got some samples. And folks, you can see them online, but they're in a lot of stores, brick and mortar stores already, correct?
That's correct. We're distributed nationally, mostly in pet specialty stores like PetSense, Pet Supplies Plus. But we're also very prolific in the .com world. We're on Amazon. We're on PetSmart.com, Petco.com, and in what we call the farm ag channel. So stores like Tractor Supply, very much in line with Miranda Lambert's fan base and the way the product line was designed.
Now let's talk about the product line because they're really cute. Really, I could see that, you know, Miranda Lambert's behind it. It has that kind of country chic kind of look. There's a unicorn, there's a guitar, which I think is great. How did the ideas come about for the different products?
Well, what was exciting about this, especially as a fan of Miranda Lambert, what was exciting about this is this wasn't just a celebrity putting her name on something. She came to our offices and we rolled up our sleeves and with our designers and with her thoughts, and we designed the line with her. It represents, as you point out, her style, that kind of country chic look, but also, you know, concepts that she had in her head that we were able to just take with our designers and sketch up and say, well, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? So it really, really had her direct input. And that was a lot of fun.
Let's talk about the product line. You have bedding. There's a lot of different toys. There's collars. There's leashes. What else is part of the Mutt Nation line through PetMate?
Yeah, so we have the following categories. We have bedding in a variety of beds. We have collars and leashes. We have dog toys, and we have what we call feeding and watering. So bowls and gravity waters and products like that. And those are the main categories that PetMate already created products in. So we at least for year one with the line, we wanted to focus on the things that we kind of did best too.
Well, I love the line. I think it's a lot of fun. Mr. Z and Nikki, who are our main studio test dogs, had a great time with the product. Jet got to try out the collar with the bandana because it, you know, kind of fit his coloring the best. He's a blondie. So it looked great on him. And they're great products. I love how, you know, the leash, it has that little, what would you, like a, that country look with the almost like tiny
pattern to it.
Yeah, I just.
The things were her styled and her thought to, you know, we presented a lot of ideas. And then we would, whether it was when she was here live or in communication back and forth and, you know, exchange ideas and make changes. But it really does represent, you know, what she wanted the line to look like. And I love the bandana collars as well. It's one of my favorite things in the line.
And what kind of dogs are these for? Now, not everyone has mutts. So, of course, I would think first, well, they're for mutts, you know? But
for mutt power.
But for what kind? What sizes?
For all sizes, we make the bedding for the toy dogs up to large dogs. The same with the collars and leashes. And the toys are size agnostic. We're a dog-friendly office because we're a pet company. So we have everything from Burmese Mountain Dogs to mutts of every size to our mascot here is a Chiweeny named Martini who tests everything out before they go to market.
Okay, a Chiweeny named Martini. That's hilarious. What's a Chiweeny?
It's part weenie dog and part chihuahua.
Okay.
Chiweeny.
You know, I figured the chihuahua. I didn't know part weenie dog, so that must be like dachshund. That is so cute. I hadn't heard that term before, but you know, Pet Life Radio, you hear all kinds of things. That is so cute. And I know that Miranda herself has, I think, 6 or 7 rescue dogs and that are her own. And then, you know, she has a lot of on the foundation. I think she has I was reading that she has a whole huge farm area with a lot of other rescue dogs as well.
It is absolutely her passion. The foundation, as she has told us, is something that she and her mother started. It is what she pours her heart and her soul into. And again, that was one of the reasons why this was such an exciting opportunity for us, because we knew that this wasn't going to be something that we just are borrowing her name and she wasn't going to be involved, that she would be involved in every step of the way, from the design to telling her fan base about the product line and kind of being out there and evangelizing it. And it's been wonderful that how interested she's been in and how passionate she's been in it about the whole time.
And I'd also like to let everybody know, this isn't something she just started and decided, you know, oh, I need product to go with it. She started the foundation in 2009, so it's been out there for a while. I think this is just maybe making it a way to have more proceeds generated to help the foundation.
Today, most of the proceeds come from her or from, you know, her friends and associates, and it's again, the foundation is so grassroots as well. It's her, her mom, and a few other people that read these letters from, be it shelters or individuals saying, you know, this is our need. This is what we're trying to do to help shelter dogs, and anything you could do would be helpful. And if it's something they feel is worthy, then, you know, she herself would write a check. It's that personal. So, you know, at this point, I think they see an opportunity to grow it to be beyond that. And PetMate was excited to be part of it.
And let's talk in a little bit. I like that PetMate, you know, stepped in and said, hey, we want to be a part of this. PetMate has, I think you've done some other collaborations in the past, correct?
We have some other licenses, nothing quite to this level and nothing with this level of, you know, the term being cause marketing to go with it, where there's a charitable part of it and a give back part. Certainly we have charities that we've supported through the years. But as far as I know, in my recollection of the years I've been here, this is the first time we've aligned with a specific foundation like this.
Well, I think it's so true, you know, win-win all the way around. Miranda Lambert is passionate about this foundation. She was involved in designing the product. She, you know, went to PetMate, who is known for great products, a great variety of products. And how long has PetMate been making pet products for?
Petmate's been around for about 50 years, started by a gentleman here in Arlington, Texas, making wooden airplane-safe crates so that people could transport their animals on an airplane. And it grew from there to the business it is today. We're still based in the same location in Arlington, Texas.
But how great is it? I mean, Petmate, you guys are huge. And Mutt Nation's a foundation that Miranda Lambert's part of. But I just think that it's great that you support her foundation and, you know, we're open to listening to different ideas that she had. And you guys came up with this collaboration of great products for dogs just all around.
Yeah, it's so relevant in the marketplace. You know, people like you in your introduction to your show, they're passionate about mutts. They're passionate about the lives that these dogs leave and making sure that they're healthy and happy. And her passion is our passion. So it was just such a great fit. It seemed like a really natural thing to do.
And what a great idea. The only thing I think is missing, Chris, the only thing is Mutt Nation t-shirts for people.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing.
It's a great idea. Just as a promotional thing to tell people about the brand and the foundation. And, you know, sometimes just people hear, they go, well, Mutt Nation by Miranda Lambert. What is that? And you say, oh, well, this is her foundation where she helps rescue dogs. And it's an immediate response you get from people, a visceral response of what a great idea that is. And she's just so visible in social media and her passion. So it seems very natural, and it is very natural.
It's a great idea. I'm excited about it. And all my dogs, always mutts and always rescue. And that's just how I roll. That's just my thing. And there's plenty of rescue dogs I know that are purebred, but I'm passionate about my mutts. That's my thing. You talked about where people can find the products.
I think the easiest place for people, because I don't know where everybody lives, right, is to go to Amazon.com, go to PetSmart.com, PSP.com, some of the, you know, the major .com retailers, and you can find a store near you, or you can go on to PetMate.com, and we have a list of all the retailers that currently sell the product, and we update that list all the time. And you can also buy them on our site, PetMate.com, and we have everything, including the clothing products, on our website.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for coming on Best Bets for Pets and talking about Mutt Nation.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks, Chris, so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us all about the new Mutt Nation line of toys and other great products over at PetMate. Okay, pet parents, pet lovers, don't go anywhere. The country superstar herself who started Mutt Nation is coming right up. Miranda Lambert will be on and she'll tell us about Mutt Nation and how she got started with rescues and just a great interview. Don't go anywhere. You do not want to miss. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to introduce the talented, gorgeous, generous, mutt-loving country superstar, Miranda Lambert. Welcome to Best Bets for Pets.
Hello. How are y'all?
I'm so excited to have you on. Now, everybody, if you don't know who Miranda Lambert is, then I think that you've been under a rock someplace. But what people don't know, because you've won so many awards and you've just a country superstar, but people don't know, they don't know all about your generosity and everything you do for mutts and shelter dogs. How did this all start?
I started, I guess, just was kind of born into me. I lived on a farm most of my life, and we always had a dog. I mean, literally, from the day I came home from the hospital from being born with the dog and the records. And ever since then, I've just had this huge passion for animals in general. But living in the country and in Texas, there's much running around everywhere. People would dump them off in our yard. You know, it's a rural area in Texas. So sometimes, you know, it becomes a problem. But my parents always put these pets in my whole life. And so I just wonder, that was part of who I am, you know what I mean? And so when it came time to, like, decide what I wanted to do for charity with where I was in that career, it was like a no-brainer. Sort of like a huge passion of mine besides music.
Well, I am a mutt lover too. I think mutts are great. Who's in your mutt pack these days? Because I know you have a lot of mutts, like six or so, right? Maybe more.
Yep, I have seven dogs right now. One's a body kitty. They're all mutts, but definitely they have my heart. They're seven seems like a lot, but we get along fine.
Oh, seven's not a lot. I think our studio's grown to about six so far. So between the dog and cat mutts that we have. But I think that's fabulous. Well, you mentioned a little bit about your charity. You started Mutt Nation quite a while ago. How did that come about?
It was part of my career for me to think of what I wanted to do, you know, charity and like what I wanted, a platform that I had built in my music career for. And I talked to my mom about it, and we started with four or five girls and the passion for animals. And I wanted to start a foundation that was not just, I basically wanted to decide where every dollar went and know what was going on, which is where we're donating, you know, and not just give to one shelter or one organization, but be able to do like all sorts of things, from improving shelters to improving lives of animals, or, you know, if there's a disaster, we send mobile units to help, just kind of run the gamut on just improving the life of shelter animals and all sorts of to bring awareness.
I know you've partnered with PetMate, and this is, you know, a way to really make Mutt Nation even more well-known among the pet parents and pet lovers out there. What are some of your hopes with PetMate? And then I want to ask what your favorite item is, because we were lucky enough to get some samples at the studio, and there's some, oh my gosh, adorable things. First, what are your hopes with the partnership with Mutt Nation and PetMate?
I just really want to, it's just a way to bring awareness, but also in a really cute way, you know, to have like, you know, when I see dogs running around with the Mutt Nation bandana or the toys or whatever, it really is just, you know, it makes me smile to see them happy and playing with toys, but it's also a reminder of how much they mean to us and how much they mean to our lives, you know?
Exactly. Now, what's your favorite? I know that there's some of the plush toys look just like your mutts. Delilah, I think, is one, right?
Yes, which is amazing. They did such a great job. Can I just say, I love the tambourine. That's what Delta Dawn loves the most. She loves the tambourine. And she sort of like, it becomes a fog room to where she goes crazy and we have to like take breaks. It was really fun to get to design all of these things with PetMate. They did a great job, and they let Delilah, my very first rescue, be the first pork toy, and sort of like be really creative with the toys. You had unicorns and tambourines and pink guitars and bandanas, and it was really fun. Like, I got to go and just spend a whole day helping, you know, brainstorm about ideas, and it all came together so well.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great way for all of the pet parents, pet lovers out there. You know, we're not bashing if you like purebreds, but it, you know, helps mutts. It helps a lot of, like you said, shelter dogs, Mutt Nation, which is important because there's so many dogs that are abandoned every day that are just left on the wayside. You hear these horror stories, and it's so wonderful what you're doing with your foundation. It's a wonderful
thing. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. It's my everyday life. I mean, these dogs that found me, that wrecked me, are my kids, you know, and animals are just a huge part of my heart. And I, you know, I just want people to realize what's important, that shelters aren't scary places. And I think PetMate and the products we have are a good reminder of that, you know. Shelters are places to go and let your dog choose you. What happens?
As far as the Mutt Nation, where can people find out more about Mutt Nation? I think you have a website, right?
Yep, we have a website, muttnation.com, and then we have a Facebook, and we have Twitter and Instagram as well. But it's pretty good about keeping up all the social media, keeping up with the everyday ins and outs of what we're doing. And sometimes I look at the social media and kind of look at the year's recap and go through it and go, wow, we've done so much in this year, you know. And it's a reminder that it didn't count so much to see these little faces, and you know, my Nathan was just me and my mom and a few other women. Now he's going through a board of six. But, you know, this started really small and just straight out of passion, you know, like how we've been driven in this whole thing since 2009. So I'm really thankful that he's done some incredible things and we're going to continue to, and that people are supportive and stay alive.
And people can find Mutt Nation. Pet Made has several products, as we talked about, that people can buy. And I think they're in just about all stores these days, right?
They are. PetSmart, Petco, and anywhere there's a dog superstore near.
And then the proceeds from the Mutt Nation products go toward the foundation, which again helps shelter dogs and various rescues around the country. Let me ask you this. My producer is a big music lover. So do you have any songs that you've written about your dogs?
My dogs have been in a lot of my videos, but one song that I didn't actually write it, but it's one of my favorites that I've ever recorded in the house that built me. And it is the line in the song was about, it says, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. And that was part of the whole house that built me and what made me became who I am is, you know, kind of land in a home that you can share with your pet and have them there with you when your pet's gone. And that's one of the lines that really grabbed me about this.
Okay, great. Miranda, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us, all the pet parents, pet lovers out there, about Mutt Nation.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate your time and your passion for the babies as well.
That was such an exciting interview. I'm so grateful that Miranda had time to fit us into her schedule. I would like to thank Mr. Z, Nikki, and Dennis for having a great time with the Mutt Nation toys. And most of all, I'd like to thank my producer, Mark Winter, for making me and my guests sound great. He's a hardworking producer, and that's why our podcasts always sound fabulous. And, of course, everyone listening, thank you, thank you. Do you know over 500,000 people listen to Best Bets for Pets every month? Wow. All over the world. Any suggestions, shoot an email to michelle@petliferadio.com. Keep listening. There's a lot of great stuff coming up for your fur babies, your felines, your woofs, your wags, your mutts, your purebreds, your rescues, all kinds of dogs, cats, fish, birds, everything. Now, keep listening because you never know what will happen next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.